Brady applauds passage of NY bill requiring gun owners to lock up their firearms. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 3, 2026. The Brady campaign is cheering Tuesday's passage of storage legislation in New York that will require gun owners to lock up their firearms. Brady noted that the legislation will mandate that any person who owns or is the custodian of a firearm, shotgun, or rifle must securely store it. The text of the legislation gets more specific. Secure storage requirements, mandating that all firearms be secured with locked containers, trigger locks, or other safety devices when not under an owner's immediate control. The text also says, there are escalating penalties for failure to securely store firearms if there is a minor or person prohibited from owning a firearm in the home, if such a person actually accesses the firearm, and if harm results from that access. The legislation is titled Francesco's Law after a bisexual boy who took his own life with a firearm on October 21, 2021. Brady's president, Chris Brown, said, securely stored firearms should be the norm. And with Francesco's Law, we are one step closer to changing the culture surrounding firearm storage. Brown did not address what gun owners are supposed to do when someone breaks into their home and their self-defense firearms are locked via mandatory storage. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an AR-15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.